Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pool safety is always an important topic year-round here in Southern California. And with me right now, I have Eric Lupton, pool safety expert, and we're going to be talking about pool safety and how to prevent accidents. So thank you very much for joining me today, Eric. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, you are a pool safety expert, so how do most backyard pool drownings occur?
Most backyard pool drownings occur when one or both parents was responsible for supervision, there was a brief lapse in supervision, and the proper layers of protection weren't put in place.
Okay, now is it true that most drownings, that there's actually no cry for help, that they're silent drownings?
That is absolutely true. Drowning is fast and drowning is silent. A child or even an adult physiologically incapable of calling out for help. When you're drowning, you can't call out for help because you're trying to breathe. Your body won't let you cry out for help. So drowning is fast and drowning is silent. You will not hear it happen.
Now, you also refer to drowning as an epidemic, yet it isn't being widely reported. Why don't we hear more about this?
That's an excellent question and one I'm trying to figure out every day. And it's one reason I'm so glad that your show and some others are highlighting this, because even though drowning is the number one cause of accidental death for children between the ages of 1 and 4 years old, it beats out everything else, including car accidents. You don't hear about it. It doesn't make the news as much as some other things. So it's really important that those of us who do know this stat and anybody listening, you know, gets the news out, because we need to change that for sure.
Now, you also say that pool fencing is at the top of your list as a means to keeping kids out of the pool when proper supervision isn't available. You recommend a see-through mesh safety fence. Tell us about that and how it works.
Yeah, we advocate for multiple layers of protection. And the one that actually keeps children out of the pool is the mesh pool safety fence, like a lifesaver pool fence. That's a removable pool safety fence, typically 4 feet high, sometimes 5 feet high in California, with a self-closing, self-latching gate. It's installed into the pool deck, and unlike the traditional fence that isolates the backyard, the pool fence isolates the home from the pool, so that if your child gets out of your back door or makes it into the backyard somehow, the pool fence is going to provide a barrier between the home and the pool and make your pool safer.
How expensive are these fences?
You know, the pricing ranges from, you know, maybe $10 to $12 a foot if you install it yourself, you know, up to $20 and change or so if you get it professionally installed.
Now, there are a variety of alarms that are available to alert parents when kids or animals or something are in the pool that are trying to gain access to it. To tell us how those alarms work.
Yeah, there's a number of alarms that either rest in the pool that the child can wear. And the idea is if the child falls into the pool, that the water disturbance will, you know, trigger the sensor in the alarm and make the alarm go off. You know, some of the problems with those alarms, though, is they're prone to false alarms. If there's rain or, you know, a duck gets in your pool or, you know, some other object. And oftentimes, if the child just walks down the stairs quietly, which happens all the time, the alarm might not go off. So the alarms are a great backup layer of protection in addition to everything else.
Now, what can parents do on an immediate basis to increase pool safety and reduce the risk of child drownings?
The best thing to do is to implement multiple layers of protection. You know, parent supervision is the key one. And then high locks all the doors and windows, alarms all the doors and windows, the mesh pool safety fence that we discussed before, alarms in the pool, teaching your child how to swim. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that you can get your child to swim lessons as early as 1 year old, teaching them how to roll over and float, and then finally CPR, making sure that everyone in the house is CPR certified.
What about life jackets? I know you're not one in favor of those little floaties that you put on the arms. You're in favor of safety-regulated life jackets.
Yeah, Coast Guard-approved life jacket in open water. If the child is going to be in a backyard swimming pool, they should know how to swim, and they should be independent enough in the water to not need floaties. But on open water, boats, lakes, rivers, the ocean, that kind of thing, Coast Guard approved life jacket for sure.
And you also say that kids, along with swimming lessons, should be taught how to self-rescue.
Yeah, self-rescue can start as early as 6 months old. And that's where they teach the child not how to go underwater and blow bubbles and that kind of thing, but actually how to roll over, float, and save themselves if they fall in the pool. And those lessons are even taught fully clothed, which is when most drownings occur. So a child, who's gone through this course, hopefully will have the skills necessary to be able to save herself.
You say that people that own pools should take CPR classes. How do you find out where to be able to take a CPR class?
There are free CPR lessons everywhere. If you just go online and do a search for free CPR lessons near me, you'll find them. Red Cross, YMCA, there's a bunch of places that are always offering free CPR lessons. So, just a quick internet search and you should be able to find a place near you.
Okay, now on your website, you're offering a free comprehensive pool safety guide. How do listeners get that?
Yeah, if you go to www.poolfence.com, there is the most comprehensive pool safety guide on the internet. Any parent who reads that pool safety guide is going to be almost as much of an expert on pool safety as I am right now. It has everything you need to know to be an expert on pool safety and everything you need to know to make your child and your pool as safe as possible.
And that's a free guide.
That's 100% free. There's an online version. There's also an ebook you can download in a PDF form.
Okay, give us that website once again.
It's www.poolfence.com. Pool like the thing in your backyard with water in it, and fence like that thing that goes around your yard to keep people out.
Okay, it's simple enough. Well, thanks, Eric. Eric Lupton, pool safety expert, and we've been talking about pool safety and how to prevent accidents. So thanks once again for joining me today, Eric. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.